Shvius Perek Ches Mishneh Gimel. We learned in the previous Perek that one is not allowed to do business, Schora, with the fruit of Shvius. However, there are occasions where one could sell Shvius, and that is to say that somebody picked more for their personal need than they needed, there and there's extra, they'd be permitted to sell the extra. However, there are limitations when one sells it, how and the manner in which they can sell it. The Mishnah here teaches us that ein mochrin peiros shvius, you cannot sell the fruit of shvius lo b'mida, v'lo b'mishkol, v'lo b'minyan. You can't sell them not through counting the number. Mida, which is the size. In other words, let's say a liquid or dry measure, v'lo b'mishkol, and not through weight, v'lo b'minyan, not by counting out the number. You have to do it in an estimated fashion. And you cannot sell figs in counting, even though normally figs are sold by weight. Even if you make a shinoi, you do something unusual and sell them by the number of figs, it still would not be permissible. And you cannot sell vegetables by weight, even though normally vegetables are sold by number. Even though you're doing something unusual, that's not sufficient. You cannot sell them in that fashion. They have to sell them in a estimated fashion. Beis Shammai Omrim Af Lo Agudos. Beis Shammai says you also cannot sell in bundles. You would have to sell them unbundled. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel differs and says Es Shedarko Legod Babayis, something you would normally bundle even in your own home. In other words, not for purposes of selling it. That type of item, Ognoso Bashok, you can even bundle it even when you're in the shuk and you may be selling it, but since it's normal to bundle it even not for selling purposes such as in the home, it's permissible to bundle it together even in the shuk, kagon, such as items as hakreshin, v'netza cholov, which are two types of vegetables that were listed in the previous parak as being subject to the laws of Shavias.